This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron jointly inaugurated the first Indian consulate in the historic French city of Marseille this afternoon. The two leaders also visited International Thermonuclear Experimental Reactor, ITER, project in Cadarache, a major global initiative that includes India and France. Early in the day, the two leaders interacted with the members of the Indian diaspora in the city. They also paid tribute to Indian soldiers who sacrificed their lives during the First and the Second World Wars at the Mazaki War Cemetery. Mr. Modi, along with French President, reached Marseille this morning after concluding a series of high-level engagements in Paris. During the bilateral talks, the two leaders discussed all aspects of India-France strategic partnership and reviewed cooperation in the strategic areas of defence, civil nuclear energy and space. Prime Minister Modi and President Macron reaffirmed a strong commitment to the India-France strategic partnership. This was followed by delegation-level talks after the arrival in Marseille. Prime Minister and President Macron committed to further deepening engagement in the Indo-Pacific and in global forums and initiatives. Briefing media in Marseille today, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, Prime Minister Modi and French President Macron exchanged views on recent geopolitical developments in Europe, West Asia and Indo-Pacific during the talks.
The leaders exchanged views on recent geopolitical developments in Europe, in West Asia, in the Indo-Pacific, and discussed a number of these issues of global and regional importance. These discussions covered the entire gamut of our deep and diverse strategic partnership. The two leaders reviewed progress in the areas of defense, in the area of space, civil nuclear cooperation, and in the areas of health, as well as people-to-people cooperation between the two sides.
The Foreign Secretary said artificial intelligence, AI, was a major area of bilateral discussion between the two sides. Our correspondent reports that the joint statement outlining the way forward for India-France ties was adopted after the talks. After wrapping up his visit in France, Prime Minister Modi has since departed for a two-day visit to the United States at the invitation of President Donald Trump. A parliamentary delegation from the Maldives, led by the Speaker of the Maldives People's Majlis, Abdul Rahim Abdullah, called on Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar in New Delhi today. During the meeting, discussions touched upon various aspects of the bilateral relationship between India and the Maldives. Minister for Cooperation Amit Shah has highlighted that both employment generation and prosperity of rural areas are possible through cooperation. Addressing the first meeting of the Parliamentary Consultative Committee of the Ministry of Cooperation in New Delhi, Mr. Shah said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi established a separate Ministry of Cooperation for the welfare of farmers and rural areas across the country and gave the mantra of Sahkar Se Samriddhi. He mentioned that the ministry has introduced a bill for the establishment of Tribhuvan Sahkari University and it will soon be passed by the Parliament. He added that the establishment of this university will provide technical education, accounting, administrative knowledge and training to professionals entering the cooperative sector. India's retail inflation eased to 5-month low of 4.31% in January from 5.22% in December as the rate of increase in food prices slowed. According to the data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, the food inflation rate for the last month based on the All India Consumer Food Price Index is provisionally reported at 6.02%, down from 8.39% recorded in December. At the ongoing Mahakumbh Mela in Uttar Pradesh's Prayagraj, over 1 crore 59 lakh devotees have taken the holy dip in the Triveni Sangam, the confluence of Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati, till noon on the occasion of Magh Purnima today. Performing the sacred bathing ritual on the occasion holds great relevance. Birth anniversary of great thinker, social reformer and ardent nationalist Maharshi Dayanand Saraswati has been observed today. Paying tributes to the great social reformer in a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that Maharshi Dayanand remained engaged throughout his life in making society aware against ignorance, superstition and ostentation. And that is the end of this news bulletin.